Aroma is long gone.
Is it not there anymore?
No,
Fucking hell.
that got shut down by
That's been gone
what,
years.
immigration or
Rats.
Jesus.
rats? Little bit of A, little bit of B. So,
I don't know. There were so many rumors around it. There's rumors about animals in the freezer that.
there was a rumor about an Alsatian was in the freezer, and that's why they got shut down. I remember that.
I mean, that would not be surprising.
I mean, it tasted good.
What, an Alsatian?
Started already. I don't know whether I'm ready for this level of dedication, Ben.
Why? It's literally the fifth episode. You should be dedicated enough by now.
I mean,
that
I
air
pretty
of
much soloed
professionalism.
that last episode as well. So,
Well, as we all know, Katie was the issue on the last episode, so she's not here this time.
I mean, that's how we guys we take care of business, you know.
Right, so I'm going to do an intro. Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, and anything in between. Joined today with Aaron and special guest Noah in our Quarter Life Quandary. I fucked that up, didn't
We're keeping it. You know the rules.
Nah, it was good. Don't worry.
So,
So, how have you guys been?
yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I've literally rushed home, jumped into my recording studio. We're ready to go.
I'm blessed.
Are you really ready?
I mean, you're never really, really ready, are you, Ben?
No, not when you're an hour late because you were stuck in Primark.
Whoa, why'd you go out on me, bro?
Because you're a cunt. You literally said half eight the other day.
I planned on being ready for half eight, and
Were you in a queue?
the queue was like ginormous. It was completely got inside and half the shop. Well, it was more than half empty, so busier every other time that I've been there. So I know obviously the restrictions, but still, it did kind of seem like they were overdoing it a little bit.
It's a bit of a battlefield.
Yeah. Especially like all the scummy mummies and stuff like that, and 15-year-old girls that are queuing up to.
They've got months of backdated pocket money. They've got nowhere to, they've had nowhere to spend it.
Been people who had no pants for the whole year and have waited for Primark to open.
Ben.
It was Christmas 4 months ago.
Do you know what? I don't even know when Primark shut. I couldn't really give a fuck, to be honest.
November, was it November we all shut down?
I think it was mid-November.
No, did we not have it open at Christmas? Pre, just like a week
Yeah, no,
before
it was.
Christmas,
No,
and it all shut
it
again.
was, yeah.
Was it?
Oh, seems so long ago. Yeah, because it
Yeah.
was all that bollocks about having 5 days at Christmas, and it ended up being just Christmas, and then that went as well.
Yeah, did they not? They shut it down again on the first or second or something like that, did they? I have no idea. It's all rolling into what? It's a blur.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like it's been over a year, does it, since this all started?
It's just a ginormous anti-social blur.
I just feel like I've just been at work for like
Non-stop.
6 months. Yeah, 6 months of work, and then, it's been a whole year. I've got no idea. I haven't seen half the people I know. I don't think, well, no one else has either, but. Don't
Yeah, I
It's just
mean,
strange.
rounds one and two weren't personally that bad for me, because I had university, and that was I was living in a pub at the time during the first one, and I had the whole pub to sort of work in. I had a massive beer garden to make sculptures in and stuff. And then the second one, I was actually at university. But there's a third one where I wasn't at university or work. It was that one was horrible. So I sort of had a brief introduction to what the rest of the country must have been having, and it's not fun.
I mean, well, me and Ben were both, well, I'm speaking for Ben as well, but I've worked the whole time, so it has literally been a case of, not like even we've been sitting at home or anything else like that. We've literally
so you've not had the socialization aspect of it to sort of cut the tension, sort of say.
I've been out and about, still going places, still traveling, stuff like that. So it hasn't been too bad, but it's just the fact that all we've been doing is literally just work with nothing else. It has been a bit of a killer.
I've had a week off with COVID before they had any of the tests, so suspected. And then I must have had 3 weeks off at Christmas, and then that's all the time I've had off.
Mm. Really? So you've just been solid?
Yeah. Again, because you can't go abroad, you can't go away, I've had no real reason to have time off, so... It's just been all work.
All work and no play.
Yeah, and makes Ben crazy, wants to kill everyone.
Shit, well, there's an admission.
Yeah, this again, it's all fictional on this podcast. This cannot stand up in a court of law.
CSA.
Yeah, I've saved so much money, though, because I've had nothing to do with it.
See, I'm the opposite. I've got fucking...
My money hasn't come out of my pockets to the pub.
I got furlough pay, so I got fuck all.
I mean, you didn't exactly go down the pub. Well, then again, you did make up for it when you did come down the pub, so I can kind of get that. But
no one knows me from years ago when I used to just get blackout drunk, and that hasn't changed.
Pretty much.
One of my earliest memories of you is vomiting without even breaking a stride, and then wiping your mouth and then spigging from a bottle of fucking whiskey again. That was absolutely mad to me. As someone that doesn't really drink, that was fucking insane.
The legend of
even
Ben.
Even back then.
It is good times. It's not good times because that didn't change for like 5-6 years solid.
Going to be a mental summer, though, I reckon. People are going to go fucking mad.
It was quite weird. We spoke about this on the last podcast, that as we've got older, all our sort of alcohol resistances have pretty much just gone out the toilet.
I can't drink for shit anymore.
I just don't. I don't ever get drunk. I hate the feeling of being drunk. So I'll have 2 beers and then that's it for me.
So, have him.
But I don't know. I'm like, oh, I'll just have one more. Just get on that level and then just another one to top me up. And then all of a sudden I'm blackout drunk in a kebab shop at like 5 a.m.
See, I just don't enjoy being drunk. I won't lie. It's not a good feeling for me. I prefer other things to take it for enjoyment.
I don't know. Can we talk about this? I'm sure we can.
What?
The other things. Yeah. I'm sure I've spoken. Have we spoken about it before?
Yeah, I think. Didn't we talk about festivals and stuff like that? I'm sure we might have touched upon it, but this is an 18 rated podcast. So,
I mean, it's all alleged anyway.
Yeah, it's all purely fiction. So, you know, this obviously won't stand up in the court of law.
The amount of podcasts I've listened to where people, every other word is allegedly this is just a story, and I'm just like, well, I'm just going to avoid all this by putting this is all fiction in the status of the podcast. But then I think I've said it repeatedly in every single podcast.
Even if you're brought before like interview, like even if you're questioned, you just no comment them. Good. Don't worry about it. Prove that it weren't just me talking. Do it.
I've seen so many 24 hours in police custody where the person's just no comment. No comment them.
Always no comment.
Guilty.
But then the thing is, it does make them look horrendously guilty. But
yeah, it makes their job harder.
But the thing is the amount of, well, you've only got, what was that, that one that came out on Netflix a few years ago where they pinned it on the wrong bloke?
Making a Murder?
That's the one. If he'd have been no comment, no comment.
Keep your mouth shut. So, literally, just keep your mouth shut. Let your brief do the talking. Never ever communicate with police other than to say no comment or your name or whatever. So, just never do it. It's not in your best interest.
On the beginning moments of the podcast, we can tell that Noah has previous experience of being questioned. So, yeah.
Do you know what? Surprisingly, I only have a few brief encounters with police. I just know not to talk to police. And that's what legal representation's for. They know what they're doing.
See, I decided to learn about it when I received a caution when I was drunk.
Was that for the belt incident?
No, that was, I was climbing up a scaffold when I was off my tits.
Oh, right.
They gave me a caution, and they're like, do you accept this? And I was like, it's only a caution. What the fuck would I not accept this? I was just thinking, yeah, you're just slapping the wrist.
Mm,
and no, then when I looked into it, and I was like, oh, it's a admission of guilt.
Yeah.
It stays on my record.
It's an easy win for them.
Yeah. And I had no idea, because when you say, oh, I'm giving you a caution, just if I said to you, oh, I'm giving you a caution on this, you just think, oh, you're just letting me know that, you know, this is my last chance. This is the bit of a warning.
I'm actually just going to state, to save myself, this is not legal advice for anyone that's listening. don't fully listen to me. Like, always speak to an actual lawyer. Don't listen to what I'm saying. I've got opinions and stuff, but Jesus. I just sort of realised that, and I'm like, fuck, what if I've given someone the legal advice there? No, not really. Have not given anyone legal advice.
If you're taking our advice as any kind of legal representation, then you're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah. We're just three dudes.
But still, you've always got to be careful what you
five
say.
Five guys is round the corner.
Sorry. You're going to cut this short.
I've been waiting hours for this food. My missus has got to go and get it.
And you're planning that gangbang for 5 hours.
Food.
Where is it?
I'll go outside. We've got a really, our house is in a really awkward place, right?
Are they in
the front garden looks out into a fucking park, and then our back garden, that's where we actually come in and out of our real front door, is in a fucking car park behind some garages. They're gonna go to the front.
This is beautiful, by the way.
Sorry about this. I just derailed the entire thing because a burger has turned up.
No, I've had a similar thing in my last two places, actually, where my other flat was up a side road, and it was like had no name, this road. So you'd get people calling you up, and they're not even anywhere near your house. And the sat nav took you up a different road and round a corner that you couldn't even get to.
Yeah. For some reason, certain sat navs, there's a block of flats next to us called and that's, maybe I shouldn't have said that. The sat nav always takes it to people to that instead of to our house. Jesus.
There it is.
See, Aaron, if we'd have done this an hour earlier when it was meant to have been, this wouldn't have been so chaotic.
Okay, Ben.
So what did you buy in Primark, Aaron?
A couple of cheap candles, some jeans for work.
Hold on, you've cheated on the candles.
I know, but it's to tide me over, Ben, okay? You know, Yankees through and through, but these are just tied me over candles for the time being.
What's the smell?
So it's got the Primark version of their fresh linen, and then also I think it's a lavender one. So lavender one is obviously for sleepy bedtime, and then for the other one, just for generally around the flat.
Again, this is kind of our at least my social upbringing. I feel having candles around the house is a bit fruity, but I do like a good old candle. and we were bought as a housewarming present these wax melt things. You stick in a
tea light underneath. Awesome.
They're pretty good, and surprisingly, you can use them more than once. Because yeah. They just remelt into a bowl, and then you just light it again, and it just goes on for fucking hours, these tea lights.
Yeah, see, this is where I get a little bit snobby, but I've got the electric wax melt burner. And obviously, it's wasting electricity to literally just do this hot plate, but to melt the wax sort of
no,
tarts.
I have seen them. They are pretty decent.
I've come in at a weird time. What are you on about?
Candles.
Oh, candles. All right, come
on. Yeah, Aaron's got a real hard candle fetish.
Massive candle fetish. Love a good candle.
Sets making or just buying, smelling? What are we talking?
Buying, smelling, burning. Everything. Everything about the candle.
Fair.
My idea of a perfect date would definitely have to consist of going to the Yankee shop.
Jesus. I don't actually know you very well, Aaron, but that's hella white trash.
whoa. The only way I could probably have bettered that would be to say, oh yeah, stop off beforehand at Starbucks, get my pumpkin chai latte or whatever the fuck it is. This is where we need Katie to back us up on the Starbucks front.
But you could only beat that by going full Luton, going aroma and cinema.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's showing your age now, because aroma is long gone.
Is it not there anymore? Fucking
no. That got shut down by... Oh,
yeah. That's been gone
what,
years.
Immigration or...
Rats.
Jesus.
Rats, little bit of A, little bit of B. So
I don't know. There were so many rumors around it. There was rumors about animals in the freezer.
There was a rumor about an Alsatian was in the freezer, and that's why they got shut down. I remember that.
I mean, that would not be surprising.
I mean, it tasted good.
What, an Alsatian? It was good, man. It was £6 on a Saturday, man. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason I'm still alive after this amount I was drinking. Sometimes, you know, just belly full of Chinese food and X amount of dodgy pints.
Whoa. The drinking establishment that you used to go to around that time would not have served you any dodgy pints.
I'm thinking pre.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm going Inkermans.
I'm going.
Okay, that's perfectly understandable then.
And
oh, horseshoes and was it Corkies?
Corkies, yeah.
What was it? No, what did it get called?
Yeah, that was afterwards.
Yeah, that was a bit dodgy in there.
I think they were all dodgy.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell!
She was a bit sweating walls.
Sticky floors. I mean, this may come as a shock to you as well, but has also closed its doors.
Yeah, he doesn't seem shocked.
Not in the slightest bit.
Shut down, move, and then reopen and move and reopen.
And then yes. Shut down and reopen, but it's fully shut now. The final now.
Good. I hate it. I fucking hate
there
it.
There might have been a semi-link, but... You know,
how you went out yesterday, didn't you, Aaron?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
It was okay. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too busy, but it wasn't too quiet either. So it was quite nice. And our local that we go to, obviously, is where I went, and they've got new bar staff. Pretty much all the staff that were working last night were new starters. So it was pretty terrible.
Their staff?
I'm not gonna lie. Because they were just sort of like grunting at you and not really realizing that you've been propping the bar up for quite a few years. So yeah. But other than that, it was a good crack. The The theme of that pub is obviously it's a bit of a alternative rock metal sort of pub, but their jukebox for some reason had it on Club Hits or something like that. So it was a bit strange, but it's all right.
Are you allowed to say the name of the place?
I think we're trying to semi shy away from naming and shaming sort of local establishments that are still open, but
yeah. Especially places that we go.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to last, the pub staff?
Considering
you're a man of the beer mat.
The beer mat, yes.
I was gonna say the man of the cloth, but the beer mat sounded a bit more aficionado. I mean,
with bar staff, it's such a high turnover. You know, it'll take me a good couple of months before I recognise their faces. So, no idea. But they didn't really have any personality that I could really sort of tell. But there we go. Yeah,
as long as they're giving you drinks, that's all that matters.
I mean, they were warm. They were warm drinks, and it didn't really taste like they'd washed out the glasses afterwards, after they'd stuck them through the dishwasher the first time or whatever. But there we go.
Jesus.
Pay for the quality and stay for the... I don't know.
Something. Yeah.
Stay for some reason, yeah. It's one of those ones, really. I think, you know, we go down to the regulars and stuff like that, and then you start to question, like, why do I come here? why have we still propped this place up?
Because sometimes they play music we like, and we can probably get away with quite a lot in there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That is a very, very fair point.
I mean, I didn't do anything last night. I was absolutely shattered from work. So, yeah, went to bed, did some podcast editing like a sad man.
Some podcast editing? Jeez, man.
I was sorting out.
Anybody would think that, you know, you're kind of into this.
Anyone would think that I'm propping up this podcast on my own, basically.
Whoa, jeez, man. Like, as I said, like last episode, it was pretty much the Aaron half hour.
It got cut to about 15 minutes. I cut most of your talking out.
I mean, yeah, there was a lot of talk between, you know, the spirit world and stuff like that.
It was shit.
I haven't heard this. I haven't listened to the latest episodes, and I cannot even imagine what's going on.
Basically, we had some audio difficulties where
So imagine you can hear Aaron and I can hear Aaron, but me and Noah can't hear each other. That's exactly what was going on, and it was fucking atrocious.
So I came up with the ingenious gimmick of
being... Dodgy medium.
Okay, yeah, dodgy medium. The Derek Akura of the evening.
Were you communicating through the text chat?
No. Do you know what? That would have been so good of an idea.
Fucking hell, where were you last week, Noah? Come on, man. Jeez.
For real, there's a whole messaging bit right there. What the fuck?
I'm literally not even looking at the computer now, otherwise I'll stare at the clock.
I mean, like, it was a good idea that we called it amateur hour, so it was kind of fitting in the end.
I didn't call it amateur hour because it was 20 minutes long.
I'm sure you called it amateur hour.
And called it a bunch of amateurs.
Oh, what the fuck, man?
How can you call it amateur hour when it's only 20 minutes long?
Because it would have been ironic, Ben. Jeez, man.
Yeah, you could have got away with that.
Maybe. I was more annoyed than feeling anything ironic about it.
This week, it is currently... What day is it? It's the 14th?
Tuesday.
13th. 13th. So this weekend was a very prestigious weekend in the
Prince Philip died. Hurrah!
Yeah. I mean that. Yeah, that happens. That's a thing.
The Crypt Keeper is gone.
In the world of sports entertainment, it was WrestleMania weekend.
Oh,
Jesus!
Is that really a topic?
Yeah, it's my topic, right? Fuck you, man! Why are you always calling me out on my topics? All right,
this is your first topic. No, actually, this is your second topic, but this is your first original topic that you haven't stolen from Katie.
Whoa, Katie! No, I came up. What was the last topic that I came up with?
It was on the first episode when you were talking about coffee lines. That's literally your last topic.
I mean, that was original thought by me, and then she decided to go, no, I thought of that. I was like, no, you didn't. But guess what? Because she's not here, she can't defend herself either. So
you're gonna dig the history, at her now.
The history is wrote by the victor, Ben. The history is wrote by the victor.
You have to be so careful of that thought when you listen to history and any kind of media you go through.
See, there we go. Ben stole my topic. He's
okay.
He's
let's go back to your WrestleMania. Go on.
Okay.
Just talk and stick.
Yeah. So there we go. This weekend it was the 37th WrestleMania. So that's the 37 years of WrestleMania they've had. So yeah, and it was one of the first. I was trying to think, actually. I think it's the first WrestleMania in the last, I want to say, nearly 20-odd years. It didn't feature one of three wrestlers, whether it was Triple H, Shawn Michaels, or The Undertaker. So none of them appeared on the match card.
They're literally the only three I know.
Yeah, there you go. So... yeah.
See, I can remember a few from when I was into wrestling, but I've not watched wrestling in years. Absolute years.
I mean, it hasn't changed much, I'm not gonna lie. So it's still I'm gonna say this now. It's not fake, it's just rigged. It's predetermined, okay? So yeah. The shit they do, you know, I think anybody can give respect to them for, you know, the sort of bumps and stuff like that they take.
It's a performance piece.
Yeah, 100%. And I kind of look at it.
There's a lot of athleticism and actual, like, injuries. Like, they break their necks and shit. They like, fly off of their cages and stuff. So, yeah. It is fake, but it is real. Like, it's choreographed, but
yeah,
still fucking break a leg.
Yeah, exactly. It's, as I say, it's rigged, it's predetermined, but shit still goes wrong. Yeah, I just look at it, it's, you know, the girls have got their soap operas, they've got their EastEnders, Coronation Street, Emmerdale, all that shit. You know, I just look at it, it's a guy's soap opera, really, you know? I don't like you, so guess what? We're going to have a fight. Smashing. Crack on.
I never really got the hype, even back in my youth.
See, that's why I watched ice hockey. Because they're
what was it played on? Sky One, wasn't it? Back in the day.
Sky Sports.
So I didn't even have like Sky Sports or Sky One or anything like that, so I never even got a chance to like really watch it.
I could only watch it at my nan's.
Yeah, they've done. I think it was the main sort of shows are like SmackDown and Raw was on Sky Sports. And then I think they had on, was it Saturdays and Sundays? They had like the highlight shows on Sky One. I think it was like Saturday morning or whatever before like, I think did they have cartoons on Sky One on Saturday morning as well? Or
What of the wrestlers?
No idea.
No, just general cartoons like.
Yeah, they had all that shit in the day.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because Simpsons has only ever been on BBC to Channel 4 and Sky, right?
ITV. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because it used to be on BBC 2 about
6.
6 o'clock. Yeah,
there we go. Shit.
After school, dinner time, watching Simpsons.
Go, yeah, and then over to Sky One at 7 o'clock because then it carried on from there till I think it's about is it about 8:30? And then I think they showed like an episode of Futurama or something like that. Shit, I still remember
I never had a Sky one. I was only able to watch Sky programs. What was it? NTL. It was NTL.
NTL, yeah. You had about 40 channels.
Yeah, we had NTL at my parents' house, but it was the substandard version. And then my grandparents had the full package. So they had like the movie channels plus the sports channels and everything. And then they eventually got Virgin when it was... What was it called before it was Virgin?
It was Virgin, wasn't it?
Or was it? Was it NTL and then Virgin? I don't know.
I think Virgin bought out NTL. Yeah,
they had a purple keyboard, I remember that. It's like a wireless keyboard.
Cabletel or something like that?
Cabletel rings a bell.
Yeah, that rings a bell. I think that was before NTL. Was that? No, Cabletel, that was the one where you had to put the card in the machine, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had to put a card in the back, like the skyboxes.
That's what we had.
And then they did.
No, it weren't like a skybox. It was like a paper one. It was shit.
Yeah,
it was like a bit of card. It wasn't
we had a skybox with the cards in them.
Yeah,
yeah, but the sky ones, they were plastic. They were like a credit card. The one we had was like a fucking paper. It was a bit of, like laminated paper. It was
yeah. And didn't when you got your different packages or whatever. You'd get a new card. Yeah, I think it had a barcode
on it or something.
That was it, yeah. Remember that. I still remember. See, this is probably showing our age as well. My family didn't have it, but did you ever go round to anybody's or did you have it yourself where they would have like a coin-op TV?
Yes.
Yes.
Our mutual friend had one of them until we were quite... Actually, I think we were about 19 when they still had that.
Yeah, they still had that. I don't know whether... Was it even connected or was it just a kind of...
No, it was because it was rented. It was a TV and then it was also the washing machine. But then they got rid of the washing machine first and then the TV last. But I can't remember, actually. I do distinctly remember having to put coins in the machine, though.
I do as well. You saying about it. Like, we're going to watch TV. Have you got a pound?
Yeah.
Nah, then we ain't watching TV. Yeah.
And I think it did. Was it like a gas meter as well, where it had a bit of emergency?
Yeah. Yeah, it had an additional pound.
Yeah, so you could watch it for like an hour or so.
Yeah, see, that seems weird. Like, you try telling kids today, like, you know, even, 20-year-olds today.
Explain teletext. I don't even get teletext now, and I was involved in it.
This I've tried to explain stuff like, what was I trying to explain? Like VHSs to my kids, and they're just looking at me like I'm mad. Like, yeah, you put it in, you have to rewind it first, and they're like, what? What's a rewind? And you're like, you have to turn it back.
Physically rewind the tape.
They just don't even get it, or like. I was saying to the stepdaughter, I was like, oh, do you see that save button there? That's a floppy disk. And she's like, no, that's a save icon. And I was just like,
oh. Listen here, you little shit. All right, it's a goddamn floppy disk. Yes.
It's just mental. Have you seen that YouTube, the Kids React one?
It makes me sad inside.
It's so funny, though, because like the semiotics is... Like, it doesn't even register as a floppy disk to them. They just see that as a shape and nothing more. They're just like, yeah, that's the logo. That's the logo for reasons. They don't understand it. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Yeah. It is very, very crazy.
I tell you the other one. I said, oh, you know, when you hang up the phone, and the stepdaughter was like, why'd you say that? I was like, because you hang up a phone. And she was like, no, but what'd you hang it on? I was like, well, it used to be on a cord. You used to have to put it down on a button to turn it off.
I've seen a TikTok where they, where he said, pretend you're picking up a ringing phone and they don't put their hand, they don't, you know, like when you make a phone shape with your hand and then put it to your ear, like we would naturally do that.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They just hold their, like they would hold a smartphone up to their ear. So it's like their hand is like a cupped C up to their ear, and they're just looking confused, like, why am I doing this?
It's depressing. Depressing as fuck.
Why is that depressing? Sorry, I have to ask. Why is that? Because I personally, I don't give a fuck. It don't bother me. But why does that depress you guys?
The thing is, it's just, well, it's one of these ones where we're sort of that generation where technology has changed so much so quickly.
We existed, we grew up during pre and post internet and smartphones.
Yeah. Exactly.
We grew up in the actual, when as they came out, we went from childhood through to our teenage years and then early adulthood. So all of our formative years, that technology didn't exist and now exists. And kids nowadays are just like, yeah, this is calm. I can just make all of this VR shit. And I'm like, wait, what? How are you doing that? What's this magic?
My son literally... he'd rather stay in on his iPad and playing Roblox. And I'm like, yeah, that's calm. Like, I used to do that as well. I used to sit on, like, Sega all day. And then I'd be like, oh, let's go to the park. He's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm in the park online. And I'm just like, yeah, but it's not the same. He's like, no, it is. Look, come play with me on here and we'll go to the park together on the computer. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, man.
Is that just because the park might be boring? Like,
yeah, literally, we'll get there and he'll run around for 5 minutes, and be like, I'm bored now. It's just,
but yeah, because you get so much more dopamine hits from a fucking video game than you do running around the park anymore, didn't you? I think you have to switch up the park, Ben. I think you need to take him a bit more to an interesting location. Maybe go Astrid Park. Like, Astrid. I don't know. What? What am I saying? Astrid. That one with a big Asterix. Fucking weird pole thing in it.
But the thing is I've taken them to loads of parks in that, and those are different fields and, like, you know, massive places. And they literally, you get there, they're like, oh, this is nice. Let's go. I want to go play my iPad. I'm like, okay.
Well, but what about getting a VR drone? Maybe a bit of your world versus theirs. Meet them halfway.
I mean, then again, Ben, you've been down the pub with me. I pretty much just stay on my phone the whole time anyway. But then again, I am quite antisocial.
We live through our phones nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I quite enjoy doing this. My phone's over there. I'm not looking at it. I'm talking to actual people about absolute shit, but I'm enjoying it.
I mean, it's good.
Did you have a topic, Noah, you wanted to talk about?
No, I genuinely didn't. I didn't know where I'd gone for this entire thing. I thought I was just coming on and I'd answer questions and talk. But
If you can think of one, then fire. I've got a whole list.
All right, I've got one, right? So, sort of topical, right? What are we saying about Prince Andrew? Can we talk about that? Or can we talk about Prince Philip? Like, let's talk about the royal family. Like, I wouldn't mind getting into that.
I mean, yeah.
So, are you a for or against?
Oh, fucking against. Of course I'm against.
Well, I know, but people listening don't know.
That is a very good point. Yeah, I just remember that. I forgot. It's not just us. I forgot. People are going to be listening to this. This is my first podcast. Apologies, audience. Yeah, I'm 100% against the monarchy.
I mean, you're saying audience, it's probably just going to be one guy. It's just going to be one guy in the Philippines.
Listening to it on my work sort of travels.
Well, I'm getting definitely going to listen one. To it at least once. So maybe I'm just speaking to my future self. Hello. But yeah, what about you guys? Are you for or against or don't care?
I look at it this way. It's a bit of a tradition sort of thing. I don't really... I think the royal family, from what we, you know, sort of read in the history books and stuff like that, you know, she has got a lot of power, but she just doesn't
She still holds a lot of power. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I'd like to see her flex that power a little bit. Just sort of, I don't know, just go to a farm once a year and just sort of go, I'm taking back the land.
Do what?
Nothing else, just retake it back and just go, it's
Enoct prima nocta.
Fuck off. I want to, you know, rag around my Land Rover for a few hours, so guess what? Get fucked. You know, and that's probably about it, really.
I'm pretty against the whole thing, but I kind of do see the benefits of the royal family as a tourist attraction, almost. Mm. I think I said before, we can just stick them in Madame Tussauds and let people come and pay to see them.
Yeah, but open up Buckingham Palace, allow people to visit it as a museum.
Well, they do it with the White House. Why aren't they not doing it with Buckingham Palace?
They do occasionally open it up to the public. You have to be on a guest list, I think, and shortlisted. I think I knew someone that went there on a day fucking tea party thing. It was weird.
I tried to do it with Elizabeth Tower, or otherwise known as Big Ben, and they were like, yeah, the waiting list is 8 years. I was Jesus. Like, okay. What? I was like, how do I get on it? They were like, come back in 8 years. I was like, but then there will just be another 8 years.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
And then I got another reply saying, oh, they're doing major reworks. We're closing it now. And I was like, oh, okay, fuck me, I guess.
I've never been. I've only ever drove around it. We once got told off by police. We pulled up outside Buckingham Palace at 3 a.m. because it just started snowing. And within 30 seconds, a bully van turned up. The German cop was going, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing here? Just looking at the snow. It was the most dumbest shit ever. But it was 3 a.m. There was no cars. We pulled over. It was calm. But they weren't pleased.
They don't fuck about around there.
No,
they and it was one of them red ones. So you know,
oh, they meant business. Yep.
I think they're like governmentary police, but I'm not sure. It's one of those red ones, though.
I thought the red ones were armed.
Maybe they are armed then. They had a couple of Asian guys in cuffs in the back of the van. So maybe they were like
looking to add you to the fucking party they were going on in the back.
They probably thought, oh, we're gonna overthrow a terrorist plot here, and no, it's just three dumb fucking white kids just looking at the snow at 3 a.m.
They needed a majority to make it seem like they weren't being racist, bringing in the Asian guys.
To be fair, they just told us to get back in the car and fuck off. In those exact words.
Pretty much most of my encounters with the police have all been to do with traffic violations.
This is why I'm glad I don't drive. Because my police encounter is very minimal, but I am very anti when I do engage with police. Whenever, as a rule, I don't like them.
I have always been very anti with them. Mm. And
but it doesn't really get you anywhere. Like, I'm not,
oh no, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm, but not, the thing is, I know I'm innocent.
Mm, exactly.
So it's more of just a flex of I know where I stand. Mm. You can't just throw all of your police powers at me and think you're going to get away with it. You know, as you leave your car, again, this isn't legal advice. Don't do this, or do this, but don't blame me. When you get out of your car on a police stop, lock your car.
Yeah,
they can't get in. They can't go in your car if it's locked. Nope. And if you don't give them access, you don't need to give. Always ask them why they've stopped you.
Under what power?
Say, oh,
ask
what, yeah.
Under
what, oh, power? We're stopping you for speeding. Lock your car. Why lock your car? Because they stopped you for speeding. They've told you why. They've got no jurisdiction to now look in your car, because they might find something that you didn't even know was in there. I've been stopped on a different occasion whilst I had other people in the car and done this, and as I got back in the car, someone's told me, oh, you told me we were going camping when we started this trip. I was like, yeah. I goes, well, I've got two big fucking axes in the back for cutting down firewood. So you can imagine what a group of lads with two axes are going to look like to a police. Yep. Although it was perfectly innocent at the time, I didn't know that. The policeman doesn't know that. He's stopping someone for speeding or suspected speeding, and then all of a sudden, oh, these lads are all armed up. Let's get them down the nick. And they will push you.
They are an authority, but they don't always need to be an authority with you. So, and you also pay their wage. So,
don't mention it to them.
Don't let them flex on you.
Don't tell them that you pay their wages. That would never go down well.
I look at it this way. I hate to sound quite fucking clean shirt about it, but I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I got nothing to hide. So if I've done something wrong,
why have you got curtains then?
Because I like to have a wank and, you know, stuff like that. And
but you got nothing to hide. You've just said that.
Yeah, but the neighbours have made complaints, Ben. Okay, so.
Yeah, but you've just said you've got nothing to hide.
I'm on my third strike, all right, before I get kicked out. I mean, what? Anyway, moving on.
But this is what I mean. This is what I hate when people say, I've got nothing to hide. It doesn't matter if you've got something to hide.
Definitely.
Everyone breaks the law. There is no.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many old laws and little bylaws.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the statistic was, but they say that there's about 30 laws broken a day by a person.
Yeah. And we're not taught that in school. I don't know if yous were. I weren't. Yeah. I weren't taught the laws of the land.
No.
Again, that kind of falls down to your parents, who just kind of assume that
know. It's almost like sort of osmosis through society. You just sort of learn what's legal and what's not. That's why there's loads of like misconceptions about like the law and shit.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I will give you that.
But then I think that's a bit deliberate, almost like politics in that respect.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Because even like my kids, they know right from wrong.
Mm.
But I was maybe going a little bit too quickly. I was doing a 31 and a 30 zone. And my son popped over and said, "You're speeding." I mean, well, you know, only just. And he was like, "No, there is no only just. There's no grey. You are speeding." And I was like, and I tried to use the analogy of like, oh, you know, so how clean cut are you? If you were starving, would you steal a loaf of bread? He was like, no, I'll just die. I was like, wow.
Which proper. Is that your younger son?
That's my eldest.
He's like, how old is he?
Nine.
He's not a proper person yet. He'll have different opinions when he's in the real world.
I don't know.
I know, but I just loved it
at the moment.
I just love how clean cut he thinks the world is.
I used to say those things as well. I thought I was a good boy.
Nah, he's a good lad. It's just, I just thought it was so funny. I'm just getting interrogated by my two sons for, my God, you're such a bad person. I was like, oh, well, you know, there's a big grey area in the world. Because that's the problem. You think, like, oh, your kids will just learn that stuff, but you do need to tell them X and Y. It's just when do you tell them? When do you tell them all the law to the land?
Yes. I think they're still teaching kids that weed is a gateway drug. I was on a bus the other day, and they were there was these kids talking about like drugs and stuff, and he was talking about his old man. His old man smokes weed because he's in pain or something like that, whatever that excuse is. And he was like, yeah, but I think it's a gateway drug actually, but I don't think it's addictive, but I'm not sure, and I think it's a gateway drug, so best to stay clear. And I was just like, oh, that's so wrong but so innocent.
Weed thing pisses me off, considering that is it a class B or a class C? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's class
how
B.
Is it? How is it a class B when we export the largest amount as a country?
I know. Medical, not even just hemp. A lot of people will try and claim it as hemp. It's not. We do also export a lot of hemp, but we are the biggest exporters of medical cannabis in any country, considering how fucking small we are. We're a tiny little island.
Is that a case of, is that legally grown, or is that like the shit? Yeah,
it's government.
It's government grown.
Yeah.
It's regulated.
How mad is that to be? You could be penalised for having a bit at home
for something that we sell to other countries.
Yeah,
but then some fucking boffin will be like, "Yes, but you know, other drugs thing. Like painkillers are controlled substances and are prescribed."
Yeah, but the thing is, the boffins say that it's not as deadly as alcohol and smoking, but no, that's still legal.
I won't lie. I'll outright say that I've smoked cannabis every day for the past, how old am I now? About 16, 17 years now. And I feel great. I do life. I'm at university. I'm also, well, furloughed, but I have a job. I'm a functioning member of society. Yeah, I pay my bills. Feel good. I don't really drink alcohol.
That's one thing. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I smoke. That is literally my only sort of vice.
You mean tobacco, yeah?
Oh yeah, tobacco. I'm not against weed or anything else like that. If anything, I'm for decriminalising it because it's one of those such a common sort of thing. And as you say, is there no recorded fatalities from Yeah, exactly. So what
they did trials on monkeys, and you physically cannot smoke the amount that it would take to overdose from in your bloodstream. You just can't smoke that much. You would die from just not being able to breathe more than anything else. More, I think that most of the monkeys died from asphyxiation instead of inhalation.
Yeah, if anything, it's like, as I say, like I'd fully be up for. Yeah, don't smoke and drive or whatever. Don't be under the influence. Like that's perfectly reasonable, acceptable sort of laws.
Is that just cannabis or is that all drugs?
I'd say just cannabis.
I was going on a decriminalization, not a legalization.
That's a good sort of question. What country was it that has decriminalized pretty much all drug use?
Portugal and Oregon State in America. And I think there's maybe a couple of other states, but I'm not 100% sure. I just know Oregon has decriminalized all drugs.
Isn't it a case in Portugal? Haven't they seen like a massive drop in crime?
Yeah.
A lot of people and going...
They've seen a 75%, I think that's right, decrease in addiction, long-term addiction problems, because they stopped treating them like criminals and locking them up, and they just started putting the money that they would have spent on locking them up and putting them into rehabilitation. People managed to stay clean than ever. It was amazing, and that's personally my whole philosophy towards drugs. I don't necessarily think that all drugs should be legalized. Certain drugs should definitely not be legalized because they can fuck your shit right up. But certain things, I do think psychedelic mushrooms should be legalized.
What drugs do you reckon would fuck your shit up? Because
meth,
me and Katie, crack. We wanted to give meth a go. There's too many people out there
that
doing
scares
coke
the shit out of me.
Heroin and shit like that. We want to go for the more obscure one. We want to go for fucking meth.
Yeah, meth's quite obscure in Britain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. I would say I wouldn't just jump straight into meth. You want to
dip your toe a bit there.
But then,
you want to inject that cannabis first and then see how it goes.
Hang on a second. Yeah, inject the weed. As our mutual friend has got tattooed on him, go hard or go home, bro.
Oh, fucking hell.
Mate, I have gone hard.
Oh,
you remember I've got the same tattoo.
Oh, Ben.
It's literally an Amsterdam tattoo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's what it's about. And then talking of which, Black Eyed Peas come out with a song about a week later and I was getting the piss taken out of me for months.
For real? I've not even heard that song.
Yeah, it came out literally a week after I had the tattoo.
You could go, I remember, yeah. Because I remember...
And then people were looking at my arm going, are you some kind of cunt? And I'm like, apparently so, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So the only drugs I haven't done are meth and mushrooms.
Oh, not done mushrooms? Wait, so that leaves quite a few that you have done questionable.
Well, the thing is, ones you can get in this country readily, because there's also a lot of things that you just can't get here.
Have you done DMT?
No, because I have no idea where you can get it from. I've asked and asked when I was like all over it, but again, this is almost 9 years ago when I was just in a mess.
We might have a conversation another time. I did DMT recently for the first time, and it was absolutely fantastic. This is the one of the best psychedelics experience I've ever had. Yeah, it was really great.
So I was spiked with heroin. I didn't know I was smoking it, and I've got to say, that shit is insane.
That happened to my friend Ben, my other best mate Ben, as well. Jesus, why is this happening to Ben? Why are you being spiked?
Who knows? There's a vendetta against us, but yeah, I was spiked with a brown, and I've got to say, that shit is Moorish as fuck. I can understand how people go on it and don't come back.
See, I've never had morphine either. I have no idea what it's like.
I don't think I've had morphine, but yeah.
My mum's had morphine. I told her that when we had that conversation, she didn't realise that morphine is heroin. She thought they were fucking two different drugs. I was like, no, that's just it's just heroin with a label and a bottle.
It's clean. It's clean heroin. Yeah.
It's governmental
heroin. It's a little bit of clean Zaz on it.
Bit of Boris Brown.
What was that weird drug in America that there was? It was in that film. Gives it a cue.
Quaaludes.
Yeah, they were meant to be fucking insane as well, weren't they?
Yeah, apparently they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, apparently they've just destroyed them all.
Yeah, they stopped making them, and then the world supply ran out, I guess.
What about, what was the other one? Peyote.
Peyote. That's hallucinogenic. So there's. Peyote is a type of cactus, I believe.
Yes.
Which it has the active compound in it, I think, is mescaline rather than psilocybin, which is the active compound in mushrooms. Most mushrooms. Cubus. Yeah. Cubanis strain. I think I'm waffling here, but I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
I've recently been learning a lot about mushrooms, as Ben will know.
Yeah, it's been a lot quieter without Katie on board. And it's.
I don't think it's been. are you missing Katie?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie.
But then again, is it because I'm victiming you?
No.
And we're not victiming Katie?
No, because at the same time, she would be doing exactly the same thing. So it's nothing along those lines. But then again, she has lost her voice. So. It's a blessing in disguise, really, isn't it?
So, as we've gone a bit of a legality line on this, what's your thoughts on internet privacy versus a free internet? So, obviously, the internet is not free. It's paid for via ads.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, ad companies take all of your details and build a massive profile, and then they try to flash you ads that you might actually use. It's very, very clever marketing. I must give it to them on that side. But the internet is not free. So are you happy submitting your privacy for a free internet?
No and yes.
I would be happy paying a premium for unmonitored internet, whereas
so a VPN.
Yeah, I'd be happy for there to be free internet for all, with obviously ads and stuff like that, and you know, targeted marketing and stuff like that. But if I'm fucking paying for internet, I don't want anybody creeping on what I'm seedy shit I'm looking up.
But the thing is, are you going to pay for every individual website?
Fuck.
Yeah, what if you only just want to? What if you only just want to see what the web, like the homepage looks like, to realize if you want to? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're searching through multiple websites, do you just see the homepage and go, "Nah, not that one. Go to the next one." What if you have to pay for that?
Because that's the other thing is they talk about. Well, obviously we're doing this for free. We're getting no money out of it. So, but everywhere we've got hosts, we've got social media outlets. We're all over the show, and everything is currently free.
Mm-hmm.
So, but obviously people get bombarded with ads. It's like, I don't know if you've ever had the free Spotify, but fuck yes. Me, getting an advert every 10 seconds.
I think I had it for about 2 weeks, and I was like, no, fuck this.
Well, I managed to do 6 months before I caved in and paid for it. But, oh my God.
I pay for a family package. Two of my mates use my get Spotify for free because I had to buy a family package.
Why did you have to buy a family package?
I already paid for it, and my missus. It was a sort of birthday present. I thought, cool. And then there's only two of us, so you get four extra spaces. So I was like, I just gave it to my friends. I'm already paying for it.
I've done the same thing with Netflix.
Yeah, no, I do it to my sister. I do it with pretty much every platform, Amazon Prime, Now TV.
Yeah, so my sister pays for Disney, and I pay for Netflix, and then we swap.
Yeah,
but then technically, that's a
theft,
bit of a legal grey area.
Yeah, they're supposed to be trying to clamp down on that, aren't they?
But the thing is look at internet piracy since the streaming sites actually pulled their finger out.
And yeah, it's gone down decent. So much. I haven't been on Pirate Bay for years.
No, I don't even know how to find it anymore.
I don't know how to download illegal music anymore. I won't lie.
I was looking through an old hard drive, and I still had quite a lot of music from the past that I downloaded. And I was just looking at it thinking, fuck me, you know, some of this didn't, like the names were all like dash dash dot, the number one best song,
yeah.
Dot, you know.
those MP3 player names.
Again, it's like, kids don't even know they're born, because we used to have an MP3 player with like 120 megabytes. You pick about an album's worth of songs, and that's all you had.
Mm. I was explaining
to you. Curating that whole album.
Do you remember when we used to go ice skating and we'd do a warm-up? And so back when I actually went to ice hockey training, my warm-up was a bit longer, but it was a 45-minute playlist, and it was 45 minutes long because that's the amount of music I could fit onto that one MP3 player. It was 45 minutes worth of music. That was my whole routine. I went around and did my warm-up.
So now I've got Spotify, and I think I've got a playlist which is about 32 days long.
Jesus. How much music? That must be a genre crossing like a motherfucker.
Well, every song that I kind of listen to and like, I just put on a playlist.
I just
randomly listen to it on shuffle.
Fair enough.
So there's a lot of randomness going on there.
See, I don't live my life like that. I go through quite different tastes quite frequently throughout the day.
Oh no, I've got a lot of varying like genres on there, so it just kind of like flips between it. Sometimes you get a bit of a surprise. Sometimes you're like, hell no, it's not the day for that. But it works for me.
I only tend to listen to music when I'm walking or if I'm working in my studio, my home studio. To be fair, I don't listen to as much music as I would like to.
I got another privacy device. I've got a mini Google Nest thing in the kitchen.
Buying on you.
And we've constantly playing music on that all the time, which is quite nice. Just to have a house filled with like music and noise and.
Mm.
Like I said again, it comes back to that was free. That was sent to me by Google as a. Thanks for being with Google for so long. Have this for nothing.
Let us target my target. Yeah, target let us, advertise.
Let us listen
to your conversations.
Yeah. So now I'm inundated with butt plug adverts. I don't know where Aaron's gone.
I'm still here.
Just listening.
I don't know. I don't know why it does this sometimes. It sort of... I don't know. The joys of podcasting.
It is difficult getting into a flow of chatting between people when you can't physically see each other. Because, you know, you can pick up on visual cues of someone about to start talking, but you can't do that over the computer.
Have you tried simultaneously doing a Zoom call as well? Would that make it better? Or
We've had issues previously about the internet dropping out. I think if you're going to start throwing video in there as well, it's just going to be chaos.
I get you.
Yeah, Ben has terrible internet, even in this day and age.
You got to remember, there's five people in this household who all hungrily use the internet. Even the dog has to listen to classical music at night. It's just fucking mental.
Fucking hell.
I'm assuming you guys are going to be able to do it after the 21st.
Well, what's the 21st?
21st of June, when we come out of lockdown. And you can
I'm hoping this still goes on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is my little baby now.
He's going to do it in person, do you reckon?
We've dabbled already. It does work a lot better with obviously being in person, but recording wise, we weren't really geared up for it at the time.
Okay.
And then it's the logistics of it, isn't it? Where, say, like, if you were going to come record with us, that's a mission for you to travel.
Mm. Yeah, but you could have... you could do this with one person or two people, and then you guys could all be together if you have guest people on, I guess.
It is possible to do, but then you've got to start... To have a proper studio, it's just such a big outlay of cost. Like, trying to fit decent microphones in and how that all then connects into the computer... This by far is the cheapest option, and I don't think it sounds that bad.
No, it's good. Especially for very predominantly being free.
And then plus, like, when we're all finished, you can all just tot off to bed or do whatever you need to do. Where if we're doing it in person, you've got like an hour and a half drive to go. I don't know. It just seems to suit what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Plus, come Thursday, I'm fucking off to Doncaster.
Oh, are you going for one of those jobs?
Yeah, I am, because no one... I don't know if you know, Noah, but I finished up the contracting work I was on.
All right.
And I was offered a bit of work in Doncaster.
Fair.
Whilst, like, I'm still looking around for local stuff, and it's paying really good money.
What's that doing?
Sparky in an Amazon factory, I believe.
Oh, right, fair. Is that so, in-house Sparky, or is it?
No, this is contracted, so I've got no idea of any of the details. Like, my missus has no idea how I live my life with just the bare minimum of details.
Yeah, I'm
just be here at this time and do your thing. I'm like, okay, I'll be there. And she's like, but what is it? What's the person you're meeting? I goes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out when I get there.
I've got another year of being a student, and then that's my world.
What are you going to do when you finish uni?
Me?
That's an expensive ticket you're flapping around there.
60 grand, yeah. It's not cheap. I think I'll be, 60 grand in debt. Through student loan by the time I'm
done. That's mad. Is it worth it to you?
Yes, definitely. I 100% re-enter in education has completely revolutionized my life. 100%. I thought I was an artist before I started studying it, and then I got to foundation, realizing no fuck all, and just hit the ground running and just sort of did it that way, and just realized that okay, I don't actually know anything, so start learning everything. And now I'm in my second year at university. So I'm in 4 years deep. because I did 2 years at Foundation.
That's just, I can't believe you went back to education at your age. Not like saying that you're old. It's just, that just blows my mind. Like, I couldn't imagine going into full-time education at this age.
It was mad. I don't remember writing essays in school, but I had to learn how to write essays. And obviously, because I'm trained, I don't, the listeners, if there are any, don't have a clue who I am, but I'm I'm studying fine art, trained to be an artist. So some people like to think that degree is a waste of time, but it's not. Not for me. I've really enjoyed this. It's really changed my life. And now I sort of, I'm a lot more emboldened with the feeling of being a real artist. Whereas when I started at my first year of Foundation, I had like massive imposter syndrome. But that's slowly dissipating.
I suppose there is a lot of transferable skills in what you're learning, because I remember viewing some of your story posts and thinking, oh, you know, you've got to look at and comment on other people's work and, you know, have a bit of an input on theirs, and that's quite a transferable skill in that and essay work, and so there are other avenues with it.
And then practicality as well, like I now know how to use 100 different tools, like DIY standard tools that I never knew how to use before. I've just learned so much in these 4 years. It's been great. I'd recommend anyone study art. It's fun, and anyone can do it. Anyone that's human, anyone can make.
Well, I've seen elephants and apes make art better than me anyway. So
yeah, but they have no intention. That's the main difference. That's what art is. Intention.
Right. It's a good point. I never thought of that. And that sound from Aaron is him deep in thought now.
Do you have anything to say, Aaron?
No. I am all out of the lingo.
How do you guys feel about contemporary art?
It's good, isn't it?
What do you refer to as contemporary art? Just modern art, or
yeah, essentially.
Yeah. Again, I like looking at it if it's nice to look at. You know, sometimes like you can pick out on a few feelings from it, but
contemporary art is it basically? It's any art produced after the 21st century, basically.
Yeah, like some of it I don't get, and maybe it just goes over my head.
Context is everything. You need to sort of understand a lot of works. But if you just look at the work and then look at the little sign on the plaque and that, you don't always get the full context of works. And it's not.
But then sometimes I feel if you need to get the context of art, is it really that good of a piece of art?
Well, it depends how you view it. It's all about how the audience views the work. Like, are you interested in art, or do you just want to go to a gallery for a day out? Because those are completely fine and acceptable things to do. Don't get me wrong. I just know now that I have been trained to look at art as an artist. I used to just go to galleries and just enjoy just looking at the cool shit. and now I actively investigate the art. And ask it questions, like not literally, not start having conversations with it, but like metaphorically in your head, you just ask, like, what is it about? And you just start to understand the point of view of the artist when they were making it a bit more. It's just interesting when you can connect with someone you don't know like that through something that's separate from both of you. Just really interesting. And that's not how everyone thinks of art. That's just my own subjective view of.
But I like that feeling when I look at an old piece of art, when, you know,
yeah,
looking at a grand masterpiece, and you're kind of thinking, oh, well, I can see what he was trying to do and the feelings he was trying to you know, push through on this piece, and then you kind of think, well, this guy's been dead for like 300 years. It's just blast from the past.
I'm not the and everyone biggest. Seemed to... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say everyone seems to have their dick out in the past as well. I don't know what that was about.
I think you're thinking of like sort of Renaissance era stuff.
Yeah,
and they were. It's because they were just really interested in the human form.
But even things like, again, bringing it back, I know it's not contemporary, but like the marble statues.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I've tried to, you know, cut a piece of rock myself.
I've never done it.
You think, how the fuck has someone sat there and carved this out of marble?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm struggling to break a brick in half square.
And that's a lot of why people make. It's the act of making. Like me personally, a lot of my work, especially my shell pieces, it's sort of almost a meditative state that I go into, and I just tag one muscle shell after another, moving on. And it takes hundreds of hours to do, but it's fun. I can't really explain. It's not just fun. It's a sense of worthwhile, if that makes sense. I'm doing something because I want to do something, and I can, and I have the power to. It's fun creating. Mm. Everyone should do it.
It definitely is. That's how I'm feeling about this podcast thing at the moment.
Anything can be empowering. Anything, any medium, any media, any way you want to do it. Everyone should do something creative in their life. I think it brings a bit more worthwhileness to it.
I mean, it definitely brings a lot of pain and agony with it as well.
But isn't it like a sort of worthwhile sort of pain? Like every artist should suffer for their passion.
I mean, it's all a learning curve as well, isn't it? I'm learning so much as I do this.
Mm.
And I do enjoy learning, which I always have done, which is always a bit weird to kind of say out loud as a thing.
I'm really enjoying
the inquisitive mind.
How to, at the minute I'm learning how to curate a fucking collaborative show. And I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'm just doing it. And it's quite interesting.
Well, when you really look through history, it's amazing how many people have just winged it.
Yeah, that's how you get places. You just need to just fucking do it. One of, actually, that reminds me, my first day of foundation, the head of art or whatever it's called Andy, and he gave a bit of advice to everyone, and it stuck with me since that day. And he said, the worst thing you can do is to do nothing. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing, the worst thing you can do is to do nothing. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. If it's shit, do it 100 fucking times. It might not be shit.
Yeah, there is the thing of just standing still, isn't there, and not producing or moving. It doesn't really get you anywhere.
You just need to learn how to do it. I get a lot of people say, I'm not artistic or I'm not creative and blah, blah, blah. But that, I just don't believe that. I think every single person, every human is creative. You just have to have the ability to be, you need the parameter to be creative, in my opinion.
I do feel it's a case of, if you're not instantly creative, if you can't pick up a pen and draw, you're just like, I'm not artistic.
Yeah, and that's where I think a lot of people go wrong with being creative and goes to art and to do with art and everything. They feel like, oh, I can't draw for shit. That means I can't do anything. It's like, hey, have you tried doing other things? Like, you can cheat. There's so many cheats to drawing. There's so many cheats to painting. Like, you just need to learn the cheat codes basically to do everything. And then repetition, muscle memory takes over, years of discipline takes over. You become a master, or you become really fucking good at something. But no one's good at anything in the first. I still am a shit drawer. Can't lie. I can't draw for shit. But I can't draw as in I can't look at something and draw it. I can't imagine something and draw it. I can recreate something, but I can't really imagine something and then replicate it from my own internalness. I need to have reference points and millions of angles and ways of figuring it, and then I need to make a million mistakes until I figure it out, and then it works.
So that's why I don't like drawing or painting, because I can imagine something in my head like that. I've got like so many ideas I want as tattoos, but I just can't. I don't even know where to start with drawing them, and I end up just, I don't know. It doesn't interest me enough to try and dedicate enough time to learn.
But
so
have you ever?
I go to an artist and a tattoo artist and say, "Well, this is what I'm looking at. This is kind of what I want," and then give them as many reference photos as I can find. I'm like, "I want that head with this arm and that leg," and they're like, "Okay," and I'm like, "Yeah, I trust you. Just do your thing." And then it's never anything near what I wanted, but I love it as a kind of symbol to what I wanted.
I would love to do a little experiment. I would love to do an actual experiment where you come to my studio and just play with like all of my equipment and stuff, and see if you don't pick up something that you never like thought of or tried before, and then that sparks something new, and it's almost like little explosions of creativity, and it feeds it, and then the more you get excited, the more you get passionate about things. That's how it works.
But generally, I'd much prefer to create with my hands and make something.
And just expose you to a bunch of different things, and I reckon you can walk away. Because I definitely don't. I got exposed to a bunch of stuff at college and university that I've never done before. It just sparks creativity more than anything. It's the sort of perpetual motion sort of thing.
So, like, I do like messing around with the kids with the Play-Doh and all of that sort of stuff, but again, it's kind of, it's a bit weird, because it's like, you think, oh, I'm enjoying this, but I don't think I could dedicate hours and hours to this, to learn, to hone in a craft.
Don't get me wrong, I'm in a sort of privileged situation where I don't have any kids. My girlfriend is also an artist, and we sort of have a creative household. So there are there are sort of a lot of privileges involved in my life. It's not as simple for everyone else, but everyone can find time to be creative, whatever it is. Gardening, fucking floristry, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of other stuff we do. Like my partner, she likes messing around in the greenhouse and plants and cactuses. And I have a massive thing about ponds, and we've got a pond in the garden and a fish tank, and it's just mental.
Yeah, just make it your art. Anything can be art, just make it your art. And say, this is my art practice. My fish pond is my art practice. My garden. My papa would like that. That was his art practice, and his garden. His pride and joy.
Yeah. But there's definitely plenty of ways of doing it. When you look at like a masterpiece photo painting, and then you kind of look at like your garden, unless it's like Chelsea Garden Show standard, you're like, eh. But it's as you said, it's the work that you put into
it. It's also perspective as well. Because not everyone has the confidence to say, oh, this is my art practice. Like most people that have never studied art would never have the confidence to say, this is my art, my garden is my art. But it is, like, anyone can have the confidence to say that. If that's what you're passionate about, if this is what your whole creative output is, that's your art practice. Anything can be your art practice. I don't know. I'm waffling here.
No, I think you're definitely right.
Better than waffling.
No, you're 100% right. Like, I've never really thought about other creative mediums as being art in that kind of sense. Like, you know, like doing jigsaw puzzles, that's a bad example. Like you said, gardening, I wouldn't have ever said that's an art form, but it is.
How do you feel about performance art?
What, as in theatre
like people
interpretive dance?
No, not interpretive dance, actual like a performance piece. Where it's just the person doing a performance, whatever that performance is. I didn't really have much of an opinion. I had the casual opinion of, I don't like it. Until
I think it really depends on what it
until
is.
Until I discovered Maria Abramovich's work. I'm not going to say too much, but definitely check her out. Check one of her pieces is one of my absolute favourite all-time pieces. And I can't actually remember the name of the piece now. But she had a table and she just laid everything out. So there was an array of things, some dangerous objects, some not dangerous objects. There was feathers, there was a loaded gun.
Oh, yes.
And then she invited audience members to interact with her and the objects however they wished. And that's performance art. And I didn't really, until I knew about that, I didn't really think that performance art was art. I didn't really understand it. I was just like, they're acting. and that's how my brain sort of understood that. And then I sort of researched and done a bit more and learning on performance artists and realised that really deep, meaningful medium. And that transpires to anyone everywhere about anything. There's context. The more you learn about something, the deeper it is. So anything can be an art practice when you think about it, but you have to think about it.
See, I definitely agree, because I'm thinking that's reminded me of something I saw years ago about someone who lived in like a glass box in New York or like a shop window.
All right.
And it was a kind of just, I don't think they were interacting with people who were watching him, but he was just like living a daily life as if he was like in a one bed flat and he was just kind of sitting there watching TV and, you know, having a shower, having a shit, eating dinner. And I think they did it for a week or a month. It was longer than a few days, but you kind of like just take a glance at that kind of medium and you go, you know, well, that's interesting take. But then, as you said, you need to kind of get across what they're trying to portray, because you can look way deeper into, you know, this is everyone's life. It's just four walls and sitting in front of a box.
There's I'd recommend a good book. It's called Why Your Five-Year-Old Could Not Have Done That. And it's all about explaining the ways of approaching and thinking about contemporary art and stuff. And then,
oh, because that's what everyone always says, isn't it?
Oh, my five-year-old couldn't make it. It's like, nah, this is why it couldn't.
But then I do kind of get that feeling. But then, like I said, when you try and anyone who says that and you say, well, you draw it here and there and now, and obviously they can't.
One of the other good ones was like, you know, like Damien Hirst's work with the shark in the tank and stuff. And it's like, how is that art? They've just put a fucking shark in the tank. And it's like, well, the thing you're thinking about is that a lot of people say, oh, anyone could do that. And it's like, yeah, but no one did do that until he did that.
Yeah, there is that kind of, you know, you've got to be there to some of the things, especially discoveries as well as art, you know, everyone kind of, oh, well, anyone could have done that. Well, it's like, well, this is the first person to have done it.
That's how I sort of describe my whole muscle shell sculpture.
It's very true though, because
a muscle shell and then pile them up until they accumulate into a mass, but they didn't, and I did.
No, it's a good point. Like, especially like swinging that into inventions, the amount of inventions you think, well, it just seems so obvious.
Look at barbed wire. Seems like.
Look at the can opener.
Yeah, exactly. These things just seem so obvious, but someone had to invent them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it's been great having you on, though, and I'll definitely be reaching out to you again.
I'd love to come back.
Do you want to shout yourself out, or do you want us to... You got anything you want to plug?
No, not really. Maybe on the next one, when I've actually got a date and a time for my exhibition that's coming. But we don't have a venue yet, so we don't have a date or anything, so there's no point doing that.
I mean, plugging it to the one guy who's going to listen to us.
we'll shout it out on our thing as well. We'll each do a shout out on our private art things.
And just to kind of wrap up, as if anyone has that one guy, you, who's listening to this, give us a review. hit that like button, subscribe, do all that
smash it.
Boring shit that no one wants to hear.
The obligatory sound but
off. If you like us, it really does help kind of get traction going, see what stuff that you actually do like. There's a message button.
It's nice. Oh shit.
Yeah. It takes you 20 seconds and it will make me feel like I've not wasted 5 hours. Okay. Right, cheers, dude.
Bye.